Welcome to day three of your Ultimate Comeback 2021 Business Planning 101 course. Today, we're going to talk about business, product, service, description, and market analysis. Before I get started, let me invite the Holy Spirit in to be with us. Holy Spirit, please help me to speak articulately, can't even say that, and then give the participants, those watching this video, wisdom on how they can plan their products and services and their marketing strategy and think about things like who their target market is and what they can do to reach them. So give us your grace and thank you that you are a provider and help us this year really have a comeback and that we would glorify you and that we would just show up to serve. And it's in your precious name I pray. Amen. And like I said, today we're going to be talking about product, service, description, market analysis. So let's get started. First of all, why is this important? Well, you need to know what you're offering and who you're offering it to. That's just basic. You need to know your target market and their problems so you can provide a solution. That is the job of the entrepreneur. It's always the looking for a gap, looking for that vacuum, and then coming up with, you know, why not do this? Why not do that? And then knowing your offerings helps you plan. Knowing that helps you plan and prioritize your year. Very important. You know exactly what you need to be working on this year. And again, I have to say that this is a plan and a guideline. You can always shift and alter as needed. So don't feel like you're being pigeonholed into this. And then zeroing in on your target market helps you attract the right fit for you and your business. Very important. I'm going to give you some examples later. When you know the problems of your target market, you're going to be able to reach them on an emotional level better. And that makes it easier because really when it's all said and done, psychologists know, salespeople know, retail sales know that people make decisions based on emotions. In the long run, that's what they do. So that, when you know that, it's going to equal more sales and a definite better 2021. And isn't that what we're looking for? Is the comeback from the disaster of 2020? And then finally, offering your target market solutions to the problems means they will be looking to you for help and guidance. You will be branding yourself as an expert. They want to know that working with you or buying for you will result in the solutions to their problems, to their pain. They want to know the results. They want to know the benefits. And then they want that quickly and easy. The quicker and the easier, the better. And always, always, always benefits over features. And I'll explain some more about that in a minute. Okay, so let's dive into this training. So in the market analysis space, you're going to want to figure out who your ideal client is. That is your first step. You need to know their gender, their education level, their job, their role, their hobbies, and on and on. You need to know if they're happy or sad or frustrated. You need to know their income level. You need to know what they value. And there's much more to that. And I'm going to show you in a minute how to figure this out. And then you need to make a list of problems your target market faces. And do you know? Are you not sure? Then go on to Facebook groups or MeWe groups or whatever platform you're using and ask. It's a great place for market research. And I think personally it's better than surveys. That's just my experience. And then make a list of the solutions you offer them through your company. That's just basic supply and demand. That's capitalism 101. You see, like I said before, you see a vacuum, you see a hole in the market, and you see people, you see a certain audience or niche that needs it, and then you supply it. That's supply and demand. And then when it comes to writing your description, remember, this is brainstorming. So you're thinking about products and services, have some imagination. When you're thinking about your market analysis, have imagination. You can always change this list. You can always change your strategy if you want to go into a different direction or if something's not working and you want to try something else. So think about how your products and services can solve the problems your target market has. Now, branding yourself as an expert by offering solutions to your target market's problems is what you want to do. Remember, people do business with people they like, know, and trust. Always remember that a client is interested in the benefits, not the processes, not the features. They're interested in the famous question, what's in it for me? How can you get them the fastest, easiest results possible? That's what you want to concentrate on. So how do business owners struggle? How might you be struggling? First of all, not thinking a target market is needed. Saying things like, I sell to everyone, I'll sell to whoever. The truth is though, if you aim at nothing, you will hit at nothing. And if you do that, you will be racing to the bottom. And I'll explain this a little later. But you won't be selling from value, but you'll be selling from price, which is going to put you in, say, the toilet bowl of competition. You're going to only be based on price, most likely, and that's not going to be good for your business. And then the second way business owners struggle is that they're relying on selling to friends and family. And I see a lot of this in multi-level marketing companies. It's not professional. And it's extremely limiting. What kind of person, instead you should be concentrating on what kind of person do you have affinity with who uses your product? Is there a large enough niche so that you can make a profit? And let me give you some examples of this point I'm trying to make. First of all, the problem with relying on selling to friends and family, a lot of, as I said, MLM companies really encourage that. They say, list 100 people that you know and then go ask them. Okay, well, let me just give you an example from today. I got a sales call from some company in Pueblo, and I can't remember their name, but after them calling several times on my business line, I decided to answer it. And they were wondering if we needed any roofing. And so they had no idea what I was looking for. They had no idea that I work at home. They didn't know that. So they just did this lead blindly. I don't even know how they got a hold of my number, but that was just blind calling. And it wasn't their target market of people who are actually looking for a roof. They didn't do their homework to find out leads of people who are actually looking for roofs. Now that's an example apart from the friends and family. So let me go there now. So with the friends and family, I've been in direct selling or MLM companies that encourage that, you know, go to your friends and family. And that's all they teach. The problem is you're going to run out of people and then you're going to annoy them if you don't do this correctly, because it leaves a bad taste in people's mouths a lot of the time. You really have to take that into consideration. You know, for instance, a long time ago, I had a friend from work who wanted me to get into the telephone card business. And I went to a presentation and she wanted me to join this business. And it's just, I knew it wasn't anything for me. I had no passion about it, no interest. I didn't want to be involved. Well, she dropped me as a friend. Well, that's not professional, and it's just not a way to treat a friend. And then in that same company that I won't mention, and by the way, I really like the product and I have it, And, you know, I do have it for sure, and I won't do without it, but that's beside the point. So my nephew used to also be an agent for this company, and the person that he was working with really pressured him to pressure a friend of his, and he almost lost his friendship because of it. So that's not a way to treat friends and family. It's what you need is a group or an affinity or a niche or a target of people, a classification of people who need a product like that. So that's where you have to start. So the question becomes, who has an affinity with your products? And I'm going to, you know, share my story in a little bit. And then, is there a large enough niche so that you make a profit? Those are the two considerations you need to make. And again, emphasizing features or how great you are, that's not going to get you anywhere. And a lot of business owners just do that ad nauseum. They talk about how wonderful they are and all their processes and their features, and their audience is going, so what's in it for me? That's what they want to know. How are you going to solve the problem that your audience has? It's always, always benefits over features. So why do entrepreneurs have this problem? Well, first of all, they don't have access to teaching on this. They've never had business course training per se, perhaps. They don't know. All they know is, oh, I want to go after as many people as possible. So they don't have the training. So good for you for getting the training that you need to improve your business. And then, as I mentioned before, some MLMs only teach to go after the friends and family. And that's very unfortunate. They don't teach the actual, you know, make that target market and go after those people. So here's a little bit about my story. So I realized long ago that my target market is homeschooling families. And I realized that because I had written a Bible study and I had just become a homeschooler. And I thought, wow, you know, I could actually sell to these homeschoolers. And so at that point, I wrote that Bible study and got on something called KerClick. It's gone now, sadly, but I got on that. And so that kind of started my realization that my target market is homeschool families. And then I realized also that these homeschooling families had special needs kids, kids with disabilities, and I could understand that because I have a child. Well, he's not a child so much anymore. He's an adult, but as a young adult, but you know, I have a child with special needs and I struggled with that. I have a heart for people with disabilities. I have a, you know, my nephew has some disabilities, and I've worked with a lot of kids with disabilities, and I have a heart for them, and I want to help them. And that's, you know, a really good question to ask is, who do you have a heart for? And then, you know, the people I worked with, the people I live with, you know, my husband, my son, I work with my nephew, you know, a lot of these people had special needs. And a lot of the people who came to our LARPing programs have special needs. And so I could tell that that's a good audience for me. You know, it's like a year ago when I did my first business planning course in 2020, I had just gotten a phone call from a mother who found my page about LARPing. She got really excited because she realized that here I was offering an opportunity for kids who didn't learn in the normal way. And she totally identified with that because her kids did not learn in the normal way. And I offered a way to learn through play. And that spoke to her. So she called me, and it was really, it's a whole lot different feeling than having somebody call you and ask for your services, and they look to you as the expert, as opposed to, say, the guy today who called me about roofing. He had no idea if I had any interest in that or not. He never pre-qualified me as a customer whatsoever. So he just wasted my time, and it wasted his time. So you kind of see the difference between attracting and pulling somebody versus that pushing and just repelling, the huge, huge difference. And then The other thing is, I mentioned before that my husband Travis had this deck guy that he worked for 2 days, and it was a disaster because he wanted as cheap as possible. And Travis has had these clients that wanted these houses, like some of these housing projects he worked on. They wanted a $1 million house for $300,000. And there was no, you know, he worked for a contractor at that point, and there was no like vetting of these clients. There was no making sure they understood the value that there is in architecture and well done architecture. And so Travis had all these dead end clients, and he felt like he was racing to the bottom. You know, that's where I got that term was from him, racing to the bottom. And it was all about price and doing it cheap and quickly. And that made him feel terrible. And so, you know, that's why going forward, when we reveal his new website soon, that is going to be all about he is quality, they get value, they get well built buildings. And everything we do is going to talk about that. So we're not going to do this whole toilet bowl game. That's an awful place to be in. Okay, so what is the solution to this problem that most business owners have? Well, think in detail who your market is. Like I said, their gender, their income level, their marriage status, their even like where they hang out online. That's very important. And then make an avatar, and I'm going to show you my avatar form in a minute, and you're going to actually get that as a bonus, so be sure that you download that. But make an avatar, and we'll go over that in a minute. And don't be afraid to dream on your products and services. It's okay to dream, and it's okay if you don't get it all accomplished either. Don't, you know, put a guilt trip on yourself. And then think about sales funnels. And that means think about free things and then low price things, medium things, and high priced things. For instance, my nephew, he is thinking about becoming a nutrition counselor because that is one of his deep passions. And so he's thinking that up here, he'll have these free videos and articles maybe, and then he'll have, you know, a low price thing, and he'll have like a low membership cost. It's just videos. And then down here, he'll have a medium price thing where it's like maybe a once a week phone call. And then high price thing would be something local where it actually helps people shop or helps them cook a meal, shows them how to make a keto meal or and things like that. So that's kind of what he's thinking through. And then think about different streams of income. You know, life as an entrepreneur is full of hills and valleys. That's why we as a family, we have a family business, and we have a umbrella we call Beasley Enterprises. That's our LLC. And then underneath that is all our DBAs. But we've got my husband's business, which right now supplies most of the income. And we've got the Angel Arts, but within Angel Arts, it has book publishing and the LARPing and the curriculum and the branding and eventually the publishing services and all of that. So there's a whole different windmill, as my nephew would say, of offerings on that. And then eventually we'll add in my nephew's nutritional counseling and all the things he does, and maybe acting workshops. And then eventually the things that my son wants to do, like photography and art. So, you know, thinking different streams of income. And then be aware of seasonal influences, because there are times that are better than others. If you're in retail, obviously the fall and then Christmas is a really key time, but there are other businesses that are going to be slow. So say you're into landscaping and you're really busy from March until, you know, maybe September, but then the winter months are quiet. So what you can do is you can do things like offer blowouts in October. So get the sprinkler blowouts done. And then you could offer snow shoveling in the winter. Or, you know, during the winter when you can't garden and plant, you can be offering planting services, you know, that kind of thing. So be aware of those seasonal influences, because what you want to do is you want to help with that cash flow with the hills and valleys. So what are the results that you can expect with this? You can know exactly what to promote. And then I highly recommend that you put that in your calendar, because if you just work on this plan and then put it away and don't pay any attention to it, it's going to be a waste of time. But put it in your calendar. For instance, right now, I know that I'm promoting this. Next week, I'm going to be promoting and getting ready for our LARPing program. And in February, I'm going to be working on our RPG curriculum. So I know that I have the next month and two, you know, mapped out. Now, I haven't assigned every single thing in the year. That's fine. I just have a roadmap for the next 2 or 3 months, and then I'll adjust. So the other result is, when you do this, you know exactly who to promote it to. You know where to go. Where do they hang out online? Where are they on Facebook or MeWe or Clubhouse or, you know, all these plethora of new platforms? You know, where are the websites where they're hanging out? Where are they hanging out, you know, locally? So you have to think about all of those things. And then using their problems and your solutions in your marketing. That's very, very important. So usually you start out like on a landing page with, you know, you have this problem and you kind of spell it out. And then you explain, okay, well, I have this solution. And then you explain the benefits of that, whatever product or service that you're doing. Again, remember, it's always benefits over features. And here's the deal. Show up to serve. Don't think about it as, oh, you know, I'm so desperate. And I know how easy this is because I've done this so many times, is I've got to make that mortgage payment. I have to make this money. You know, I've got to do this. And then you're so desperate that there's something that quite won't connect. It's kind of like chasing that pot of gold. When you're trying to do that just for the money, it's like that mirage, you know, that you see on a hot day on a road that you're traveling on. It's just going to go farther and farther away from you. But if you realize that you're there as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, to serve others in whatever capacity that God gave you, whatever project or service that you have, if you're just consistent showing up to serve, you know, how can I help you? How can I serve you? Oh, I see that you're having this problem. How can I help you? I do this. Maybe it could help you. What do you think? You know, just showing up to serve. That's all you have to do. That's how I built up a Facebook group that is about 1,700 people. I just showed up to serve. I noticed that there was a need for a Facebook group that was comprised of Christian homeschool family entrepreneurs. And so that's what I provided. Every time I saw that desire, I said, hey, I've got this Facebook group. Please join it. That's how I got 1,700 plus people. I just showed up to serve. Because as I've said before, the deal is you are not the provider. I know that's radical. And I know it's even more radical to say that a husband is not a provider. God is a provider, and he uses us as workers to provide that. We are the laborers. So do the labor that God's called you to do and trust him for the results. Trust him that he will take care of you. And believe me, I know how hard that is. I've struggled with that for years, but I've seen in the last year, even through this awful COVID crisis, how he has taken care of us. You know, last year, or a year ago, November, December, my husband was shifted to another engineering firm. His former boss lined up this job for him, and it was supposed to be 40 hours a week and the steady pay. And I was like, well, you're an architect, not an engineer, and how is this going to work? And I don't know. I don't think this sounds like a good idea. But we didn't feel like we had a choice at the time, so he did it. And then in January, he was laid off. They didn't have enough work for him. So here he was, you know, with hardly any work, and we struggled. December, January, just really, really, November, December, January, really struggled. And then his former boss got him a contract to build a Taco Express, to do the architecture and MEP, or mechanical electrical plumbing for that. And so we got that contract, and then other things started trickling in. We got a job to do an addition in a home. And it just kept piling in, and he was working full-time at home in March when it all hit the fan. And so God took care of that. We had no idea what was going to happen, but he took care of us, and he's taking care of us now. And again, you know, as I've said before, Matthew 6:33 is so important. Live by that, memorize it, read that whole chapter every day if you have to. But remember that he's the one who provides, he's the one who grows a harvest. Your job is just to show up to serve. Okay, so here are your action steps for today. Open your planning workbook and list out your products and services in the space provided. Write a description of your target market in the market analysis section. And then write a description or list of the problems your target market experiences. And finally, write a description or list of the solutions to their problems you offer your target market. And I'm going to show you all of these things in just a minute when I do some more screen sharing. Okay? And then go to your resources, Small Business Administration, and SCORE. And I'm going to show you those here in a minute too. So why should you do this? First of all, narrowing down your target market is going to help you avoid the bad clients. And the bad clients is going to cost you more in the long run. They're not worth it. It will attract people to you rather than pulling them to you. It's much easier and it's much more satisfying, and they'll be happy and you'll be happy. And then it will help you with brand positioning. For instance, a long time ago, I had a dog who was a Border Collie slash Pyrenees. And he was a huge dog, very furry. He hated going to the groomers, could not do that. So I found a mobile groomer, and she would park out on the street, and he would go out there, and oh, he would fuss and cry. I mean, even still, it was hard. But the thing was, she made it so easy and convenient because there was no way we could go out and I couldn't leave him anywhere. It's really tough for my dog. And so she gave me this keychain. And every year I would forget the name of her company. I didn't know her number. I didn't have her card, but I knew where that keychain was. So every year when I needed that groomer, I would find that keychain and I would call her. That is an example of smart brand positioning and marketing that will help you have repeat customers and referrals. And then you're going to be communicating your value rather than making a sale only about money. Let me tell you this little story I heard years ago by a businessman who is such a nice man. Sadly, he died a year or two ago. But anyway, he told this story about how one Christmas he was looking for a bicycle for his son. And so he went to the bicycle shop that was near his house. And so he saw, you know, this medium priced bicycle that he liked, but it had to be assembled. And he asked if they would assemble it, and they said no. Well, he was a very busy Chicago businessman. He didn't have time to do that. So then he went to a shop further away, and he asked, you know, he found the same kind of bike, and he asked them, do you put that together? And can you put that together? And they said, yeah, we can. In fact, we'll just do it for an extra $20. And then if you want, we will keep the bike here and you can have it on Christmas Eve so you can surprise your son. So yeah, you bet. He jumped on that offer and he asked, well, how is it that you can do that so cheaply? And he said, well, we hire teenage workers to come in and assemble the bikes. So, you know, it's a win-win for the teenagers. They get a job and the customers get it for a lower price. So it worked all the way around. So he went with the one that had more value. So think about that. You want to communicate your value rather than making a sale only about money. So what are the results you can expect? Well, you're going to have a promotional plan for the year. It's going to give you that skeleton framework that you know what you've got to work on. And then, as I said, you can, from there, you can create a more robust or a marketing plan per se, just a marketing plan, or you could put it on your calendar or all sorts of things. And then it's going to be a reference for your marketing. It's going to give you the highlight, the strategy. You know, what is it that you're about? And then it's going to give you clarity on your ideal client and their problems and your solutions. That's going to help you with everything that you do. All right, so tomorrow on day four, we're going to be talking about marketing and strategy operations. But first of all, I want to show you an example of my workbook, my plan, and the avatar I was telling you about.
Okay,
so now I'm going to show you what an avatar is. So this is called My Ideal Customer Avatar, and it's actually from a course that I'm building about sales funnels. But first, and it is interactive, so first you come up with a name. Now, for my LARPing, I'm going to call it like Lisa. I like to come up with a character name. Lisa LARPing. Lisa LARPer. Let's just say that. And then I'm going to put her age and gender in here. So let's say her age is 39 and she's a female. And then right over here, I can paste a picture if I want to. All right. So let's say that she's married, and then she is a stay-at-home mom. Hobbies, she likes hiking, decorating, photography. Pain points, her child doesn't learn in the normal way. Child has a hard time making friends. He is glued to video games and won't do anything else. I think that these are pretty common problems that parents have. So back to this column, what do they read? What websites do they go to? Who influences them? So now, by the way, this you can, how do you discover this? By being involved in this group. That's why having an affinity with other homeschoolers is really important. And then knowing things like, well, I'm a mother of a special needs child, so I know that other people also are challenged with this. But you can also do this, you know, like in a Facebook group. Ask people, what do you read? What websites do you go to? Who influences you? Ask them things like that. So maybe they read the old Schoolhouse magazine. And maybe they go to your local homeschooling website a lot, which in our case would be check.org. And then perhaps, you know, who influences them? Let me see. Let me think of somebody in the homeschool world that's really popular. Let's say it's Vodi, and I'm killing his name, Vodi Bacham. You know, that's a very popular homeschooling person. So, or maybe they go to the HSLDA website a lot. That's another website a lot of homeschoolers go to because it's legal protection, and we more and more need that legal protection. So those are just some ideas that you could write down. Then education. So she has a BA. Let's say she has a bachelor's in biology. I don't know. I am just totally making this up, but it needs to be kind of a conglomerate of all of their customers that you can think of, but you're just honing in on this one person. so that when you do your marketing materials and you do your social media and all of that kind of thing, you are just talking to one person. It's more effective and it brings out more emotions that way. So let's say she has that. And then what are they afraid of losing? So she's afraid her child will not get the education he needs. He's afraid, or she, I forgot. She's afraid he won't make any friends. Okay. And then there's a section called their pinch me dreams. So her pinch me dream is for her child to graduate from school with, let's say, true knowledge and a love for learning. Okay, so that's just some of her pinch me dreams. And then personality. Maybe she's an introvert and shy and quiet. Maybe she's really deep. She loves Lord of the Rings and anything medieval. That's why the idea of a LARPing program was attractive to her in the first place. So that is an example of an avatar. So, and I have an avatar like that for every single customer of every single program and product that I do. And it helps me to zero in on my marketing. All right. So that is an example of that. Okay. So for today, you're going to work in this part, product service description. It's on page 4. So I've already listed out our products and services. We have 3 branches. We have, first of all, inspirational publishing and art products. So these are the things that I want to do, and I've listed them out between Nate and myself. And so, you know, this is the list that I want to do. Now, again, some of these may not be done and we might add others, but that's quite okay. And then on the second branch, the homeschooling curriculum, courses and enrichment program, you know, obviously the LARPing is in there, the RPG curriculum, our elected readers, all of those kinds of products. You know, we've dreamt a little, you know, we really dream about doing acting workshops and writing dramas. I think that would be really neat. And one of my big goals is to do a history video course called Freedom Matters. So those are some of those products and services in there. And then in this section, I've included, you know, writing a book on branding. It's really important when you're being an expert to write books. It really shows people that you're an expert. And I mentioned my sales funnel training, and I would like to relaunch something that's called Brand Identity Quest. That was my first ever course that I wrote. And then also my publishing services, because I have helped many authors get onto Amazon. So those are some of the things in that section. And again, this is part dreaming, but you know, if some of these don't get done, that's fine. We can be flexible. And then here is the market analysis. This is on page 5. So again, I put down our main audience. Angel Art's main audience is the Christian homeschooling family, because that is who and what we are. Now, broadly, though, the audience is anyone who is hurting. This might be someone experiencing depression, mental illness, divorce. We've been experiencing that because my nephew is getting a divorce, sadly. Special needs, lack of money, being in a place they don't want to be, needing encouragement. And who doesn't need encouragement right now? And there's so much suicide. In fact, that's why we started the LARPing. One of the reasons was because the suicide rate at the time was horrible. And now it's like 30% higher. So in fact, I have dreams about these kids, and that are literal dreams, and I need to get back into it. So the main character or hero, and this is a great way to think about it. Think about your character as a hero. So the main character or hero is a mom or dad who feels like life is not going their way, and they know they need Jesus to get from where they are now to where they want to be. And they need Jesus to fulfill their dreams and desires for their lives as well as for the lives of their children. So here's some of the problems they have. They're not where they want to be, overwhelmed, stressed out, little money, lack of success or achievement, feeling depressed, anxious, lacking motivation, lacking skills and knowledge, feeling alone, unclear about their life purpose, child doesn't learn in normal way, living to paycheck to paycheck. Those are just some of the problems that I thought of. So here are our solutions. Daily encouragement on this journey of life to get them from a place of discouragement to a place where they feel like they're enjoying life to the full, discovering the joy and bliss while they become closer to Jesus and experience his closeness in and through their lives. So LARPing and RPG, it presents education through play, which is more effective and less stressful. And then we're going to have a new program called MindQuest that my nephew is going to do that helps them learn mental visualization skills to learn in a more effective way. And then I'm going to have professional services, training courses, and books on branding, launching a business smart way, basically. So that is our product services list, our description, and our market analysis, problems, and solutions. So that is all I want you to do for today. And if you want to, you can make this customer avatar. That's completely optional. I didn't put that in the action list because that is optional. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about these resources that I have for today. The first resource is SBA.gov. That's a Small Business Administration. And you can tell that they have loan resources. In fact, we found that very, very helpful this year or last year. Very, very helpful. They have a lot of business topics. Here they have a whole thing on planning, how to fund your business, how to write your business plan. You can find out even more about this topic, how to launch your business, all of those particulars. And then managing your business, all those nitty gritty things that, you know, all the taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And then how to grow your business. Very helpful information. And they have so much information. You can see how to open a business account, funding programs. They have federal contracting. They have a whole learning center. They have local assistance. So you can see that there is a lot of different information here that All could right. really benefit you. So the last and resource another, I want to talk about is SCORE. That is very valuable. You can get free local mentoring. And again, they talk about some of these loans that are available right now. But SCORE has mentors of business people, most of them retired, that will help you, mentor you through starting a business. I actually did this a long time ago when I first started. So you can, you know, there's ways that you can search for mentors. You could find your local chapter. There's webinars, live webinars, courses on demand. There's a lot of resources on SCORE that can help you. So check that out. Okay? Okay, so before day four, you need to write your products and services description. You need to write your market analysis. And optionally, you can make an avatar. So be sure to download that and work on that if you would like to. Tomorrow we'll be talking about marketing strategy and operations. So I will see you then. This is Dana Susan Beasley of AngelArts.biz. Together may we reach new heights in our lives and beyond.